relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
When was it? Was it a week ago? I think it was last week, second half of last week, when I read that little presidential poem about the man in the arena and what it takes and what it means to step into the arena and thou and how those who haven't, well, they're just in a different category. We're going to talk to somebody who's been in the arena more than once. He is, of course, former congressman for the 11th District of North Carolina, as he calls it, Western North Carolina, and after that, chief of staff to the 45th President of the United States. Such a pleasure to have him with us, so our millions of listeners and viewers can hear what he's up to right now. He is, of course, Mark Meadows. Mark, welcome on to America First.
It's great to be with you, Sebastian, and with all your listeners, and certainly continuing to promote the America First agenda. So thank you for being a voice that continues to demand what America expects, and that's putting America first.
Thank you kindly. There's a reason we didn't call this the Sebastian Gorka Show. That's what everybody else does. It's America First because that's what matters. Okay, Mark, I got to ask you a serious question now. So I was in there. I was one of the OG guys. I was on the Trump transition team. I advised candidate Trump during the GOP debates. And then I went in as his deputy, as his strategist. And, you know, in the early days, we had a very thin bench, and there were some bad guys in the building, including John Kelly, who really sabotaged the president, and it's one of the reasons I left when I left. You decided you had this lovely job, the beautiful state of North Carolina. You were representing the 11th District, and then you stepped into the arena again. How hard was that decision, and why did you make that decision, Mark?
Well, I made the decision for America, hopefully, and you do a lot of things sacrificially. But I made the decision because the president asked. And, I mean, when the president calls you and says, you know, I need your help. I need to make sure that we continue to move forward the agenda that's important to not just him, but the American people, you do it. And I can tell you, I had one of the greatest jobs representing some of the greatest people in the country, and yet being able to serve the 45th president of the United States was just a distinct honor. I talked to the president yesterday and today, and he continues to put America first, but he also plans to stay in the arena. And so you talk about being in the arena. We have a 45th president that's going to stay in the arena. You and I know that, America and the 75 million voters are not done with Donald Trump and all he did for the country.
Share with our listeners, if you will. I've done it several times on this show because people always want to know. You were the man that had to make everything happen. I mean, the chief of staff is the guy that has to make everything happen that the president and those who voted for him want to see occur. What was it like working for a man who sleeps 2.5 hours a night?
Well, I can tell you, I'm finally getting sleep now that he is at Mar-a-Lago. You know, you're exactly right. I mean, he would call at all hours of the night. It's a 24/7 kind of job, but really he took it that serious. And Sebastian, you know more accurately than anybody. He didn't sleep much, but it was also because he had a vision and he knew that he didn't have a whole lot of time to get things done. And quite frankly, he got more done in 4 years than any president has gotten done in 8 years. But he worked around the clock, and it was hard to keep up with him. I had a couple of times where the Secret Service would actually knock on the door, come in and say, Chief Meadows, the president's on the line for you. Those were in the wee hours of the morning, and he, by 6 or 7 o'clock, he said, well, what did you do with what I gave you last night? But it was really an honor, and not only an honor to serve a great president, but to call him my friend. And he is indeed my friend, and I look forward to seeing what is the next chapter in his life and in your life and in my life. But the listeners need to not give up hope. These are tough times, but we've faced tough times as a nation before, and I have great faith that better days are ahead.
I have to ask you about what we're witnessing on Capitol Hill right now, but in the meantime, let me ask you bluntly. We don't rehearse any of these interviews. You've got to catch up on your sleep, recharge your batteries. Any ideas what your plans are? Because you were one of the good guys on Capitol Hill. Then you took the honor when the president said, will you be my chief of staff? What are Mr. Meadows' future plans?
Well, right now I'm going to work as a senior partner with the Conservative Partnership Institute, which is really a networking hub for conservative causes, incubating a couple of different things. Stephen Miller and a couple of others are going to end up filing, having a group of attorneys to file lawsuits to go against some of the radical executive orders that are coming out of this new administration. But then working with conservative members. In fact, I'll be meeting with a number of the Freedom Caucus members here in about an hour and a half so that we can figure out exactly what the next move is to push back against Speaker Pelosi and all that she has in store for her liberal leftist agenda friends.
Well, say hi to the good guys in the Freedom Caucus. In the meantime, a senior fellow, senior partner at the Conservative Partnership Institute, follow him at Mark Meadows on Twitter. I'm keeping one eye on what's happening on Capitol Hill, and I just want to share with you, I'm reading the subtitles, the closed caption for what was just said on the floor of the Senate in this second impeachment trial of a president who's no longer a president. Somebody from Colorado, a Democrat called Joe Neguse, just said that the assassins were prowling through the halls of Congress on January the 6th. The assassins, Mark Meadows. Give us your take as a former member of the House, as a former chief of staff to the 45th president of the United States. What is really happening now in the Senate?
Well, I mean, we hear lie after lie, and this shouldn't surprise the American people. You mentioned the second impeachment. Well, the first impeachment was based and predicated on a number of lies that Democrats knew were false. The same is happening right now. It's interesting. We had a president who was willing not only to send in National Guard when Portland and Minnesota and Seattle and all kinds of places were burning, and these same people that are making the arguments on the Senate floor, oh, don't send anybody. So they're fine with all kinds of violence in liberal cities for liberal causes all across the country. But the minute that something happens in the nation's capital, they cry out a righteous cry. And yet the president offered help in Washington, D.C. as well. That doesn't get talked about a whole lot. And literally, this is all about political vengeance by 9 House Democrats hoping for viral moments. At the end of the day, the president Trump will be acquitted, and rightfully so, because you saw even last night with Mike Lee pushing back,
yes,
on some of their rhetoric. He was right. I mean, I talked to Mike. He says, I'm not going to let them take things that I supposedly said, present them as evidence when in fact they are just false. So we're seeing that. The American people will get to see it as President Trump's team puts on the rebuttal. Hopefully we'll have a vote tomorrow night or Saturday, and put this all behind us.
Last minute and a half we have with former Chief of Staff to President Trump, Mark Meadows. Would you please, as somebody who's fought on Capitol Hill and in the White House, would you tell us, respond to those who are amongst the 74 million who voted for Donald Trump, who are really worried that the swamp creatures, the rhinos, the professional politicians are going to take over again, and that the Trump message and the MAGA message is going to be discarded by the Republican establishment?
Well, that's what this is a battle for. That's why you see all of mainstream media and people that are not listening to your show but are listening to others right now, while they're condemning everything, all the 74 million voters. But this is designed to silence them forever. That's not going to happen. It's why I'm meeting with some of the Freedom Caucus guys right now. Listen, members of Congress have backbones of bananas. They have good structure until you peel it back and it gets all mushy. So we need to make sure we elect people with strong backbones of steel and then come alongside the America First agenda and make sure it works on behalf of the hardworking men and women of America.
No more banana backbones. We need some rebar. A powerful message.
I'm with you.
God bless you. Keep doing what you do. Stay in touch. The door is always open here on the Salem Radio Network and on America First for Mark Meadows. I'm former strategist of President Trump, member still today of the National Security Education Board. Really, SecDef Austin, you want to come after me? Bring it. This is America First. Your call's next. Don't touch that dial.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Oh, no. What are we going to do? Some former Republican officials, never Trumpers, are starting an anti-Trump third party. Do they know that he's not the president? I think we should send a message to these utter losers. Oh, it's McMuffin! It's Evan McMuffin! Oh, my gosh! And what was that name of that loser, that beta boy who was anonymous from the Department of Homeland Security? Oh, Miles Taylor! Miles Taylor is one of them! All right, this is going to be so amusing. I think we should have regular updates on the McMuffin, Miles Taylor, anti-Trump. What is it going to be? Anti-Trump Towers? This is going to be anti-golf courses? Oh, so amusing. Is this a real article? I wonder if it is a real article. We only bring you the real news, such as the Lincoln Project is in big trouble. Can I remind the world, the ultimate never-Trumpers who raised $90 million from gullible cretins and spent $50 million of it on themselves, giving it to their own companies. It's out there. We knew it. I mean, look, I tweeted this a week ago. What did they know? When did they know it? This is you, Rick Wilson. This is you, Steve Schmidt. This is Kellyanne's husband, George Conway. They lied last week when they said, John Weaver? What is this phrase? It was so good. It was Matt Boyle used this phrase in the first hour. John Weaver was grooming young men and boys for sexual exploits. For decades. Decades! And he's one of the co-founders of the Never Trump Lincoln Project. And when this story was finally revealed last week, oh, his colleagues, like Rick Wilson, like George Conway, was horrified! We didn't know anything about it! This thing that John Weaver has been, this pedo-gate, Lincoln Project pedo-gate, we knew nothing about it. Lies. You're a bunch of liars. The story's out. The AP has it. 10 separate allegations against John Weaver were brought to the Lincoln Project last summer, including 2 complaints against employees of the Lincoln Project. They've known since last year. Another surprise. Here's my question. What is the criminal culpability? This is grooming. This is underaged boys. What is the criminal culpability? If they were involved, you gotta throw the book at them. Lock them up and throw away the key. One of the worst crimes you can imagine. Of course, the Lincoln Project knew. Okay, we have to get back to your calls. We're going to be joined. If you missed it, Mark Meadows, former chief of staff to the president, was just with us. We're going to post it on YouTube. Don't forget, our YouTube channel is now backed up at Rumble at the guys who really believe in the Second Amendment. So go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. We also have, I always forget, we have an app. We have an app. You can download the America First Sebastian Gorka app, which lets you listen to the show whenever you want. Don't forget our Twitter feed, our Facebook page, all the legacy garbage, anti-First Amendment people, Instagram, but also, God willing, come on, Dan. I spoke to Dan Bongino at the weekend. Parler's coming back. It's going to be stronger than ever. Okay, and lastly, you knocked it out of the park. Yesterday, more than $12,000 worth spent by you to support Mike Lindell on my humble show because they've cancelled him. They've cancelled him. They're trying to get rid of him at dozens of companies across the nation, including, you won't believe this, the cancel culture has spread to Dollar General, Kohl's, Kroger, BJ's, Bed Bath & Beyond, the Shopping Channel, and JCPenney. They have cancelled Mike Lindell. Well, then go to his website. Support this man. He's standing for the truth. Use my name. Mike's going to give you 60% off. MyPillow.com. He's going to buy one, get one deal for the amazing, the softest Giza dream sheets, Egyptian cotton. Use my name. 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code. Okay. I was listening to somebody else's radio show this morning. And who pops up on that radio show? Victor from Silver Spring. Sending my regards to my buddy, Chris Plant. And now he's on our show. Victor, line five.
Yes, I got
you. You are a busy bee. You are a busy bee, Victor.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, I got a I told you so story. I got a couple of neighbors, husband and wife, and they came to visit me, and they said, you know what? You were right. They were liberals. Now they're on our side.
Hang on, hang on. This is great. I got to hear the details. Okay, so you had a couple of neighbors. They didn't like the president. They didn't like Donald Trump. And then did they vote for sleepy, creepy Biden, Victor?
Yes.
And then
now
what happened?
Sorry.
I need to know, why did they come to their senses? What was it, Victor? Was it you?
It was me, and I said, when they started complaining to me about the price of gas going up, I said, I told you this was going to happen. I tried to warn you that Biden was going to shut down the pipelines and coal industry, and you're going to be really sorry that you bought that SUV now.
Wow. Congratulations. So have they fully seen the light? Do they understand what America First means?
They're starting to now, and I, because of my blindness, I can tell them the things that Democrats have done to keep the blind and other minorities in their place.
Okay, stay on the line. Let's lock them in. We're going to send you a signed copy of my book that has the opening chapter of what they did to my daughter at her graduation and at her college. We're going to dedicate it to your neighbors, and then you can give it to them, and then you have recruited some more to the Trump Army for the Truth. God bless you, Victor. Keep doing what you do. Let's go to another good friend of the show, Brent in Los Angeles, line four. Welcome, Brent.
Blessings to you, my righteous and courageous cousin.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. That's so nice. That's so nice. So you've been watching the impeachment show trial?
Unfortunately. And as a Jewish American, I'm in mourning and consumed with grief and shame. I've been obligated and nauseated to listen to the soft, sweet hissing of a serpent who cloaks himself in a pretense of patriotism, justice, truth, and compassion. Having a Juris Doctorate from Harvard, he speaks with professional deception and demonically has the audacity and the chutzpah to shamelessly wear a Jewish yarmulke for the world to see.
Who is that?
this constitutional and biblical rapist, Raskin, is a traitor, not simply to the United States, but to the children of Israel, a people charged to be a light unto the nations. And he's an agent of darkness, extinguishing the light of God and our blessed shining city on a hill. He bears false witness.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, Brent, before we run out of time. I didn't know he was Jewish. It matters not one whit to me if you respect the U.S. Constitution, but we've got 10 seconds left. Isn't one of the most egregious sins in the Jewish faith the faith bearing false witness?
Exactly.
Wow. That's all they're doing day in, day out, every single hour. They are lying about the president, about the Constitution, about what he did. It's not about him. It's about 74 million. God bless you, Brent. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The idea that they've got, Swalwell coming in, I do hope he gives some remarks on improving our relations with China. He has a novel approach to that.
I like that spicy Ted Cruz. That's a fun one. Swalwell. He's standing there trying to prosecute the President of the United States with his $20,000 watch. Was that a gift from Fang Fang? Did Fang Fang buy you your Patek Philippe or whatever it is? Oh, by the way, Shad asked me, do we have confirmation? Do we have confirmation that he bedded the Chinese intelligence operative? Yeah, we do. It's called Washington confirmation by omission. It's a technical term. You can look it up in your Funk and Wagner. When you refuse for 3 months to deny once, just once, would be interesting, that you had sex with a Chinese communist spy, it means you did. You can take that to the bank. Eric Swalwell. I tweeted this, maybe a dozen times in the past. I don't need to anymore. But all you have to ask, why have you yet to deny you had sexual relations with a communist spy? Because you can't, because if you did, you would have trapped yourself in a lie that others can confirm is a lie. Eric Swalwell has no place in American politics. None. He's a shill. He's a fake. He's a liar. He's also very stupid. Let's go to your calls. Good friend in Maryland. I was at a shooting range in Maryland this morning, bright and early. Aaron, welcome to America First.
Well, Dr. G, I hope you escaped our Berlin Wall and made it out of the People's Republic faster than you came in.
It was all, when my trainer said, meet me at this certain shooting range in Maryland, I said, are you serious? But, we had business to be done, and it was done.
Not to be a total fanboy, but I would love to go shooting with you at some point in time. But
you know what we should do? You're genius. We should have a charity event. The next time we do something really cool for Prison Fellowship or for one of the charities that we support, we should have a charity shooting event. What were you talking about today, Shadrack? You were saying we should have a TV program that does something like that.
Oh, yeah, where we get, all sorts of different people, interview them, and shoot at the same time.
So not eating spicy chicken wings.
But shooting spicy guns, I guess?
We've got a title, Spicy Guns. What do you think, Aaron?
Hey, I like it.
Hey, so are you a gun guy?
Good stuff.
Okay, good. Tell me, what are your proclivities when it comes to firearms manufacturers? Are you a SIG boy?
I don't discriminate. And if I hadn't lasted them all in a tragic boating accident, I may lean towards Bulgarian AKs.
You mean Arsenal? You are a man of distinct fine taste. I have several Arsenal AKs. What is it with these boating accidents, Aaron? They're happening every day now.
I don't know.
But people have to fix their boats. I mean, seriously, the fact that the guns just jump off the side of the boats to be lost forever. I hate it when I see that. I hate it. It's like in a movie when somebody, one of those putz actors, drops a gun on the concrete, a nice gun. I go, oh, please don't do that to that Colt Gold Cup. It just breaks my heart. Sorry, it's not Friday. We can't talk Second Amendment. Well, we can talk whenever we want. What brings you to our sunny shores today?
So I'm going to piggyback off of Brent.
Yes.
And he said, you know, bearing false witness against your neighbor, obviously, is one of the Ten Commandments right off the top of the Mount Sinai. And it's great. Yes. But I want to extend that for rat skin. And I know that's a little blasphemous, but I want to extend that to say that it should include not playing chess while ignoring your constituents.
Oh, tell me about this. Tell me about this.
As a state senator in 2013, Raskin was photographed playing computer chess during a marathon hearing in his Judiciary Committee, when the Maryland constituents shut down the state house for an entire day, and I mean an entire day, with respect to his gun-grabbing legislation, along with his other fellow Democrats from the Maryland
State. I love chess, but that's despicable. Was there any blowback for Raskin?
Unfortunately, in this state, especially where his district was and still is, not much.
That's pathetic. You're a genius. We're going to have to think about how we do that charity shoot. Stay on the line. I don't know if he's got all of our books. If he hasn't, give him a choice of what he hasn't got, because, just the best. I'm sorry. It's just a statement of empirical fact. It's like the atomic weight of plutonium. It's just fixed. We have the best callers in the business. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, breaking news, and analysis here on America First, 833-334-6752, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. And if you haven't found relief from daily pain anywhere else, you must, I implore you, to try this incredible product that has released me from 9 years, almost a decade's worth of lower back pain after just 2 weeks of taking it, and I'm still pain-free 2 years later. That is the remarkable effect of this product, brought to you by Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor. Don't just listen to me. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, or just listen to Deborah from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you want to know if that could be you? I know you do. You've waited long enough. Find out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your front door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to find out. ReliefFactor.com.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
I'm going to prove we do live radio here. Do any of you guys, have you ever heard of Greg Price? Greg Price, Twitter. Pretty hardcore, pretty fun guy. He's with the Daily Caller. The only thing it says in his bio is, God is real and dudes rock. I like that. God is real and dudes rock. He just tweeted, I am not amused with the lack of Gina Carano content from our callers. Maybe Mando is not in your demographic, but hey, let's have some love for Gina, who is a real warrior princess, standing up for the truth. I just want to read Greg's tweet from today. Disney, I have to edit it a little bit, it's a little rude. Disney was okay with profiting off China's human rights abuses, but fired Gina Carano, who was badass on Mando, at the behest of a woke social media mob, because our cultural and corporate elites are pieces of excrement and deserve your absolute contempt. Correct, Mr. Price. They do deserve our utter contempt. And the person who deserves our respect, who deserves our adulation, is Gina Carano. Okay, we got some time here. We'll get to your calls in a moment. But first, an amazing, amazing interview with Mark Levin on Fox about what the president's legal team should really be doing in this outrageous show trial that is occurring in the Senate. So let's listen to the great one for a moment and then back to your calls. Video cut four.
President of the United States, Trump, called or made available 10,000 National Guardsmen to Washington, D.C. in early January. So let me get this straight, Raskin. So the president of the United States was leading a militia, an insurrection, against the very National Guardsmen he called up. Now, does that make sense to anybody? No, that doesn't make sense to anybody. And why would they wait until January 6th to have this insurrection? Well, they were going to count the electors. Well, if you're going to lead an insurrection, you don't care if they're counting electors or not. Why didn't you do it 5 days after the election? In fact, they hadn't even started counting the electors when this insurrection began, this attack on the Capitol building. Now, let me tell something to the American people. Every single video that was introduced by Raskin and the other stooges on the left is inadmissible in any court in America, in any advanced society. They have no reliable information, no relevant guide of any kind to anything, period. It has, all it is inflammatory. Affidavits signed by defendants that are drawn up by their lawyers making these generalizations. Yes, I attacked and I committed crimes because I thought Donald Trump was directing me. It doesn't matter. The tooth fairy they can think directed them. That has no relevance. That would be inadmissible in a court of law. Well, Donald Trump spent months raising the illegitimacy of this election, stolen election, allegations of fraud. That has absolutely no legal relevance either. If it did, we should take some crime tape and wrap it around the whole damn Capitol building and apply it to every member of the House and Senate. But even more than that, does everybody remember the post office was underfunded? Everybody remember the disappearance of mailboxes? Everybody remember how the Democrats and the media were saying Donald Trump is going to suppress the vote in black and minority communities? LeBron James, we don't have enough remember all that? Setting the stage. So if Donald Trump won re-election to claim that it was illegitimate, the Russia collusion crowd is back. The liars, the pathological liars are back. Just because they're dressed up as congressmen and senators doesn't much matter. What's lacking here? All the talk, all the video, what's lacking? Evidence. Where's the evidence that Donald Trump worked with a single one of these individuals or a single one of these groups? There is no evidence.
Boom. Mic dropped. How about that? How about this one question? How about the legal team? These people who have to get their act together. Caster and Schoen. Just one question. Just listen to this guy who was chief of staff in the Department of Justice. One piece of evidence that links any one of those who committed a crime on January the 6th on Capitol Hill with Donald Trump. Any evidence that they did it at the behest of the 45th president of the United States, they won't be able to produce it, because if they had it, it would be on the media's front page on every show every single day. Listen to those who know what they're doing. Let's go to California, waiting very patiently. Thank you for your patience. Antoinette, welcome back.
Hi, Dr. G. What in the double hockey puck with these attorneys for Trump? Oh, dear God. And then the blooming cancel culture with Gina Toronto, oh my God, talk about us here on the West Coast. We are 74 million strong. Yes, we are. We are the warrior women here on the West Coast. We want to send you love as well as your staff for Valentine's. But we are going to have our rally tomorrow, Friday. We're going to start up again.
Hang on. How did last Saturday's go? How did last weekend's go?
It was good. It was really good. It was kind of chilly. But now we're going to do it consistently starting tomorrow, Friday, February the 12th, from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m., our pro-life for the voiceless. You know how the cancel culture wants to get rid of Gina? The rest of these blooming people want to do these abortions, and we have to support these voiceless babies.
So where are you going to start at 3:30 tomorrow Pacific time? Where does your rally begin?
3:30 at MacArthur Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway again.
Great.
When we were doing our support for the fraudulent vote, we're going to go and do this for our pro-life for the voiceless.
Fabulous.
Here in Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar, MacArthur Boulevard, Pacific Coast Highway.
Be there. Be there. Be one of the people who stands up to the mob. There's only 74 million of you guys. Join Antoinette if you are there. MacArthur Boulevard, corner of PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, 3:30 on Friday afternoon, Pacific time. That's how you send a message. In this case, a message for the voiceless. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else? Has it failed? Then you must try this incredible product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their pain every single day, me included. But listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It costs just $19. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. 800-500-8384. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Rude and slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Do you know what I found out today? That line from Highlander with the great Sean Connery. Do you know they actually offered him the role of the Highlander to begin with? Because, hey, he's Scottish. And he said, not interested, but this Egyptian called Ramirez. I mean, Egyptian called Ramirez. Now, that's an interesting role, and thus history was made. What a great movie. Can you tell when I was born? Check it out. Except Jeff. He won't, because it's kind of science fiction. But that's okay. We love him all the same. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network. If you haven't done so already, support Mike Lindell. You guys are knocking it out of the park. JCPenney, Kroger, Dollar General are boycotting Mike Lindell. Send him a message. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Order as much as you can to send a message to the left. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, and Mike Lindell will give you 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Okay, let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Matt in North Carolina. He's tired. Why are you tired, Matt?
Yes, sir. I never said to the call screen I was tired.
You're tired of impeachment, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I saw a little bit of that on my neighbor's television today. That is such a disgusting waste of time. You know Lockwood Phillips. I told him that yesterday.
Why are you watching it, Matt?
Well, no. You see, my neighbor doesn't want to watch it. I go there to walk her dog for her when she's out.
Oh, very nice. What kind of dog?
It's one of those little, called a Bichon, kind of a miniature.
Oh, Bichon. So the walk is about three yards and then it's tired, right?
No, not really. The thing, in dog years, it's like 95 years old. It's pretty, heavy. But I wanted to thank you for your book that arrived today.
Oh, good.
It's going to be a magnificent read, if I may say so.
Magnificent.
Because we have 5 days of rain coming, Dr. Booker. And may I quickly tell you?
Yes.
I tried to tell you the next day. That was a great comeback to Billy from Los Angeles on Tuesday. You said, give your mother her phone back before she comes looking for it. Remember?
Oh, I remember. People like that line. I think I purloined it from somebody, and I used it with a reporter who was in my face at one of the MAGA rallies in D.C., and it went viral. These little squirts in the basement of their parents, when they call me up, when they try and make fun of America First and everything we love about this country, it's a standard refrain. It is the riposte that must be deployed, Matt. Your mother wants her phone back. So happy that the book has arrived in preparation for 5 days of rain. I want 5 days of snow. I love snow. When it snows here in the swamp, just for a moment, when it's crystalline, when it's white, you can believe that it's not a swamp. Doesn't last long because it melts and then you're back to the way it always is. Odious, fetid, rank. That's D.C., disgusting, but as my dad always said, filthy business, but fascinating. That's why we're here, to tell you the truth about the swamp. Back with so much more. Don't miss a second. Stay on this channel.